Padre Pio is famous for the many miracles that happened through his intercession. But one of the most important lessons I ever learned from him came from a moment when no miracle happened at all. In the late 1950s, Titina De Filippo, a well-known Italian actress, traveled to San Giovanni Rotondo. She was suffering from an illness and asked one of the friars, Father Pellegrino, who had recognized her, to introduce her to Padre Pio. Padre Pio agreed to see her. When he met Titina, he approached her as though greeting an old friend. His kindness immediately lifted her sadness. He promised her all his prayers, placed his hand on her head, and gave her a blessing. Shortly afterward, Father Pellegrino found himself alone with Padre Pio. He noticed blood seeping from beneath Padre Pio's glove. Padre Pio then prayed aloud. He told the Lord that he was not rebelling, but that it was painful to carry such generosity in his heart and yet be unable to show it through actions. He acknowledged that he could give nothing unless God first gave it to him, and he accepted this limitation with humility, ending simply, "Your will be done." Father Pellegrino realized that Titina would not be cured, and he protested. Padre Pio answered firmly, "The graces are not mine to give. I have already offered to God all the pains of my life. What more could I do?" When Father Pellegrino continued to plead, Padre Pio added something striking. "It would be better for you to see in her the millions of sufferers throughout the world. Love does not diminish, but grows and is perfected in this way." A few years later, Titina died at the age of 65. This story teaches us that suffering is not always meant to be removed. Sometimes it is meant to be endured and offered. Father Pellegrino's confusion came from seeing suffering as something that must contradict love. Padre Pio teaches that suffering itself, when united to Christ, can become an act of love. And in this way, he says, in suffering, love does not weaken, it grows. Although we may not always see it, the greatest gift is not always the removal of suffering, but the presence of grace within it. If Padre Pio's spiritual wisdom speaks to your heart, we invite you to continue journeying with us here at Following Padre Pio, where souls around the world come together seeking hope, grace, and spiritual strength.